During the 13th General Congregation of the Synod for Africa this morning, focus was placed on how to promote a culture of reconciliation, especially in countries which have seen civil strife and war.
Festus Tarawali attended the congregation and spoke to us about the interventions that were made.
I'd like to point out a few Synod Fathers and what they said. For example, Archbishop John Baptist Odama of Gulu in northern Uganda spoke about the violence that is done to children by the rebels of the Lord's Resistance Army. He's saying around 20,000 to 30,000 children have been forced to be sex slaves and child soldiers. However, he said another more widespread violence today is that of hunger, lack of education and health facilities, and also the plight of refugees in camps and slums. He appealed to the Synod Fathers to speak out strongly against political, economic and social injustices in northern Uganda and also in neighboring countries where the LRA has moved into, for example, in Sudan and the Democratic Republic of Congo. Archbishop Edward Tamba Charles, the Archbishop of Freetown and Bo in Sierra Leone, spoke about how multinational organizations are continuing to systematically invade the continent in search of its natural resources, citing the example of Sierra Leone, where diamonds were discovered in the 1930s. He says the people have not benefited a lot from the natural resources that they have. So he's saying the church must work to ensure that people benefit from the resources that they have. Bishop Abraham Desta of Mekki in Ethiopia spoke about the need to empower women because he says they are very important in the life of the church. He's saying that this empowerment has to be also through formation. Why not in theological sciences, in canon law, and in the social teaching of the church? He says this will help them, you know, to become catalysts for change, and that it will help them understand their motherhood.